Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. It's Today FM. I'm Dave Moore. This is Laura Whitmore. Hi.
Hi, how are
you? 222, a ghost story. So, like, I'm so lucky. I talked to so many people. Danny Robbins, the man who created this.
I love Danny.
Was on the show a little while back, and we were talking all about it. And, like, just his enthusiasm and passion for this project. But then also, like, the way he spoke about you and how excited he was that you were going to be part of this. And now you're here and you're doing it. How is it?
It's lovely. I'm a huge fan of Danny and his writing. Mm. The first time I saw the show just in London as a punter, I just loved it. I loved it. And I loved that I couldn't stop thinking about it. You know, when you go home, you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see it again.
That's a really good
sign. Because
it just
raised so many questions. And then I got asked to audition for the West End. And I really wanted to play the role of Lauren. And if you know the show, you might know why. But I got offered the part of Jenny, which I loved. And I did 18 weeks in the West End. And it was fabulous. And when I got asked about bringing it to Dublin, I just was so excited. I said, will you let me play the other part just to give myself a bit of a challenge?
And
Danny was very supportive of that.
Excellent.
And had he seen it now as well and everything, because he was here recently.
Yes.
And there's so much. I did this 2 years ago up until the beginning of 2023 in the West End. And I was just so dying to come back to it because
that's
I love it so much. It's
sign.
Such a great story.
So look, if anyone hasn't heard my interview with Danny Robbins, you know, these things happen every day. I have lots of people in.
How dare you not listen every day today?
Come on, please. But let's give them the kind of elevator pitch of this story. What is it?
It's hard as well. There's so many twists. Like, it's very little you can
no
say.
Spoilers.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
And you know what? Thankfully, all the audiences have been great because no one tells the
secrets.
That's
true,
But it's quite simple in a way. It's two couples over one night. It's the hours leading up to 2:22. Something happens at that time. And it's just these conversations, which I think we all have around dinner parties. A few drinks are shared.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more to, you know, there's my character, Lauren, knows the other guy who's married, Sam, very well. They went to college together. There's a history there.
Right.
She's got a new boyfriend. And, you know, you do that thing. Do you know when you first go to a dinner party and everyone's, you know, very well behaved?
Of course. And then
the tongue gets a bit loose.
There you go. The tongue's been massaged. It gets loose. The walls come down.
Exactly. Yeah. But it raises loads of questions about, which I think for all of us, about gentrification of areas, supernatural, paranormal,
that's
science.
The thing that people are excited about.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No. I am an absolute non-believer in the strongest possible way.
Why? What's your reasons?
I believe in science and I believe in facts and I believe
you're a bit of a Sam.
Character. Exactly. Very much a Sam character. And I love the fact that science can change because it finds new findings and go, well, now I'm... And I love that flexibility that I try and be like science.
Yeah.
And if I think something and then I find it the opposite, I'll go, now I'll believe that
instead. Well, that's the joys of this, because whatever side you're on, and Danny Robbins, he does
his own
show.
He made that point so strongly.
Because Danny always says he's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
But I just love the questioning. I think we should always question.
And that's
everything.
What I was going to ask you and flip it back on you. Like, do you, having done this, has this changed how you feel about the paranormal? Because I don't know what you believed before, what you believe now, but has it?
I don't even know. I believe in something.
Yeah.
And I'm all very open to it. And what I love is Shona, who's in it playing Jenny here, she's a big believer.
Okay,
she's
brilliant.
Got the equipment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really fun to kind of hear these different conversations on stage and off stage.
Yeah.
I think I believe in something. I think there's something out there. What that is, you know, we talk about reincarnation. We talk about funny things that have happened, even the Olympia where we're doing the play.
Yes, what a historic venue. So
yeah, and all the people who passed through there and all the greats who passed through there maybe are no longer with us. And I feel like there are ghosts there and good ghosts. You know, I try to think of them the good ghosts, not the bad ghosts. Even we've got Maureen's bar and the legend that is Maureen who worked in the Olympia for decades. And the bar is named after her. I'd like to think her presence is there in a positive way.
Yeah, the presence and the kind of the personality of someone I can absolutely buy into. You know, that they
memory lives on.
That it would be imbued in that place. Whatever. But just those things.
You're going to get haunted tonight now.
That's it.
Just to prove you're wrong.
I said to Danny Azzella, I was like, why are all the ghosts like from the Victorian era? Why is there
no
ghost?
That's literally a lie.
I know.
That's literally a lie. Like, they're never from Wolverhampton in 1980s. They're always the French Revolution or something.
Totally. Peter's been in touch. He says, Dave, since you had Danny Robbins on recently, I've been hooked on his podcast Uncanny and the Battersea Poltergeist. I'm really looking forward to seeing Laura in 222, a ghost story. So there you go. People are going along.
Yeah. Do you know what? The audience reaction is brilliant because they can be quite vocal sometimes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Carl went. Were you shouting up?
Did you scream?
I screamed.
Did you? Good man. There's a few glasses of wine that have been knocked in the audience, I think.
That's a really good sign, isn't it? Yeah.
Sometimes it's what you don't see, though, isn't it? I feel like, you know, it's not, a lot of my friends are like, oh, is it very scary? It's not a horror.
No.
It's a thriller. It's jumpy. Yeah.
Jumpy.
So sometimes it's what you don't see.
And I think jumpy in a theatre is brilliant versus jumpy on a movie screen. If you don't really like jumpy movie screen, go try jumpy in a theatre. It's so good.
The music and the sound and the lighting is all part of it. We have a great crew, you know, who worked on the sound and the lighting, and all of that is part of it. You really feel immersed.
Yeah. No, listen, it's got to be absolutely brilliant. Make sure you go along and see it. It runs in the 3 Olympia Theatre until August 11th. That is 2:22, A Ghost Story. This has all been a lovely chat so far, but I feel it's going to go downhill after this. Because I'm going to tell you why I'm probably going to ruin your marriage, Laura. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes.
Thanks.
On Today FM. And I made a big claim there a minute ago saying that...
Well, I don't know why I'm still here. You just told me you're going to ruin my marriage.
I'll tell you what it is.
Are you having an affair with my husband?
Well, this is the problem. Yes, it actually is. So Ian came in and he sat in the chair you're sitting in.
Okay.
And I have never had a more instant bromance with someone. And
everyone falls in love.
I believe it was reciprocated. Mm-hmm. I think he really loves me as well.
He doesn't stop talking about
you. See, this is it.
He sends his love today, by the way.
Good,
he
I'm
is
glad.
Here.
You see, we spoke Norwegian together.
I don't know. People, he speaks Norwegian. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He did say about you that he doesn't know anybody who drinks more tea than you.
My mother.
Really?
It's just Irish. I don't drink much tea.
You're just the same as all of us. Well, he's just shocked. It's culture shock of how much tea we drink.
Every time he comes back to Ireland, he's like, they have to. It's like, it feels like a stereotype, but he's like, why are they always offering me tea? I still have tea in my hands. But it's a comfort thing. I don't even necessarily drink it, but it's, you come in from doing the shopping and you put on the kettle.
It's just, even if
you don't want the tea.
Yeah, no, that's true. Although I do always bring up my friend Shane, who genuinely drinks more tea than I've ever seen anyone drink. Like 4 a.m. in. What are you doing? Put on the kettle for a couple. It's like,
it's the caffeine.
No,
oh God.
Seriously. We also bonded over our love of pop bands, pure pop and death metal. So, like,
did he tell you who his favorite band?
No, I don't think we got that far. Why are you not going to tell me?
Ian has, so basically me and Ian bonded over, we love Frightened Rabbit, which is a Scottish band.
Yes.
So we bonded over music tastes. And actually, I do love this other band, but you probably wouldn't think it's Ian's number one band. Busted.
Listen, no, sorry, we
did tell you this.
Because Fightstar, who's Charlie Simpson's other band, they're
favourite band. Ian used to have the same hairstyle as Charlie.
And that's we also talked about that. Mm-hmm. In fact, one day I went in and I kissed my wife goodbye in the morning as I was leaving at like 6 a.m. And I had the Charlie busted hair brushed across, kind of Bieber style. And she kind of opened her eyes, gave me a kiss, looked at me, and just uncontrollably laughed. And I went, right, I'm going for a haircut after the show today because you can't have that in the morning.
Yeah, I met Ian like post his busted hairdo days. Yeah.
My poor wife has suffered through many, many bad haircuts. Can we talk about more acting? Because this is amazing that you're getting into so much. You've always acted, but you're doing so much
acting
now.
So
on stage now in the 3 Olympia, 2:22. But also there's TV and there's movies. You're doing a movie now soon?
Yeah, I did a movie. Do you know what's really funny about like telly and movies? I'm used to doing live television or radio.
Yeah.
So you do it and it's out straight away. Do you know? And like people are talking, and then you
very
move on.
Little filter because it just happens and it goes. Yeah.
And then you move on. And that's why I love theatre actually, because it's very immediate and you kind of get that immediate reaction. But I did my first feature film the end of last year, which will be out probably in 6 months' time.
Yeah,
now.
That's how long it takes.
And I'm in two episodes of this new Channel 4 show that's just come out, and it's on Disney Plus as well. But I did that like a year ago.
Okay.
And then I was doing press for it recently, and I'm like, I can't even
remember. Is that Queenie?
Queenie,
right.
Which is great. I'm a huge fan of the book.
So Queenie is the TV show.
Yes.
The feature film is
A Mother for an Hour.
A Mother for an Hour.
Yeah. The trailer isn't even out yet, but it has been announced.
And then podcasting, obviously yourself and Ian have the podcast, which is so great.
Murder.
Yeah. So literally so brilliant. Have you plans for that? Have you plans for podcasting in general? Because
we're actually doing our first step. We do it every week. Yeah. So that still comes out every Monday at BBC Sounds, but also available wherever you get your podcasts. I don't even know if we've announced it yet. We're going to attempt our first live one at Electric Picnic.
Amazing.
Yeah, because we're here anyway.
Yeah.
Ian's also doing the comedy stage, but we hadn't planned to do it live. But we're here anyway, so, and people really like it. People love true crime. Yeah.
Genuinely do. Yeah,
we love it because Ian's background, people might not know, is law.
Yes.
He's a degree in law. My degree's in journalism. So we kind of bring those aspects to the stories. And it's hard, you know, trying to get that balance right of, you know, these are real people
of course.
Have that sensitivity. We kind of try and do older stories, but we love it because it's kind of the only time we chat at the moment. At the moment, he's busy, I'm busy, so then we just talk about true crime.
I just realize I should have a podcast with my wife that I don't even need to release, but at least we could sit down in a room together and lock the kids out for an hour.
Yeah,
that would be really helpful.
We get to talk about something different. Yeah. You know, we're not, it's not a couple podcast. We would do it together even if we weren't in a relationship because we both have that interest. Mm. So Murder They Wrote is what it's called.
Murder They Wrote, and it's going to be live at EP exclusive. You just find out about it now, even though she's probably not allowed to say it. Right, before you go, Laura, quick fire round, do whatever, all my guests, so just go for this.
Okay.
What are you currently obsessed with?
Well, I'm in Ireland now, so all I'm doing is going to spa and having rolls.
Okay, what are the ingredients? What are you going for?
Well, this is the thing, right? Because I gave up chicken 2 years ago.
Okay.
Which is fine in London, devastating when I came here.
Right.
But spa, I do a fake chicken one now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I had to have words with them.
Okay.
If I don't get the fake chicken, I put a few wedges in it.
Okay, fair.
And then three in ones.
We
don't have three in ones in London.
In London, no, that's true.
So I'm obsessed with just traditional Irish food.
Traditional Irish Chinese food. Brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh.
You're not let's see.
Do you know what? Nicola Coughlan.
There you go.
Because I did a chicken fillet roll night in London. To raise money for the London Irish Centre, and she came and we had a Kaylee.
Unbelievable.
We raised money for the London Irish Centre.
Think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class. What school were you in?
I was in St. Patrick's
in Bray. Did you bring a lunch to school in a lunchbox? And if you did, what was in the lunchbox?
I was such a weirdo.
Go on.
I don't like when a sandwich is pre-made because it goes soggy. Tomatoes in my sandwich, but
soggy immediately.
Soggy. So like in London, everything is like press or pre-made, you know?
Yeah.
So my mom used to put the ingredients in separately, like the bread in separately.
Hilarious.
The tomato in separately, so I could make the sandwich, have my own little deli counter.
That's so good.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You don't want a squish sandwich.
No, totally. If there's tomatoes involved, you're absolutely right. And was there a treat?
I was such a little weirdo, do you know?
I didn't like treats.
Do you know what? I became really obsessed with like passion fruit as a kid. And like this was in a time where like no one had exotic fruit.
I don't wish to give away your age, but exotic fruits,
didn't happen in the 90s. So I had to, you kind of open it. All my friends like, what is that? I'm like, it's passion fruit. You'd have to go to the exotic aisle section.
In fairness, it is one of the best fruits.
So I used to kind of have that as a treat.
A spoon.
And a little spoon. Yeah. Yeah, you had to have a little spoon with it.
I still use them like that now, in fairness. And the final question I ask everybody, and I know it's a bit weird, is I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you?
What do you mean you don't wash your legs? It happens organically anyway.
No, thank you. That's what I mean.
You don't give them a scrub.
I don't put them out of the shower. I stand in the shower.
Yeah.
But I don't actively wash my legs.
But you must need, you've got hairy legs. You need to be washing them.
No. Gravity
takes
care.
Do you have smelly legs?
No. Well, you tell me.
I don't want to smell your legs. I am not. Oh my God, he's got the shorts on.
I do,
Those legs are filthy. Oh my Lord.
There you go. Proof from Laura that they're actually
filthy. Wash your legs.
Okay,
I'm behind
your
ears.
2:22, A Ghost Story runs in the 3 Olympia until August 11th. Go and see Laura. It is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.